IBM Podcast.
So you've heard about cloud computing and you think it sounds interesting, but you still have questions about what makes a cloud and what makes IBM's cloud unique. Two IBM experts are here to give us a story.
Cloud computing is one of these concepts that comes along every once in a while in IT. It shakes up the foundation of the way we think of computing and how we deliver computing. Cloud computing is first and foremost a new style of IT delivery. It's a delivery model which gives a highly scalable, quickly provisionable, pay-as-you-go face to IT services and does so in a way that allows customers to consume technology in a highly standardized way.
That's Rick Telford, Vice President of IBM Cloud Delivery Services. To define cloud, here's Dennis Kwan, Director of Autonomic Computing Development.
Cloud computing is all about offering services over the network. Services can mean anything from an email account to access to computing facilities for doing a large-scale computation to access to different information repositories and online video streams. No matter where you are, you can get access to your applications and your information, you know, using a laptop or a mobile device connected to the network. And these applications and collections of information are being managed for us centrally, somewhere up there in the cloud, so to speak.
So what all can you do in the cloud?
Online banking and e-commerce, Web 2.0 social networking collaboration, different kinds of real-time video and information exchange, as well as applications that support business, such as customer relationship management or financial modeling applications. We've also worked a lot with clients in the last year on different kinds of business use cases, ranging from real-time collaboration to software development and test environments, all the way up to different applications in financial services.
For as much as cloud computing can handle, it still raises questions and concerns.
How secure are public clouds? What if the cloud goes down? What if there is a disruption in the network? How do we solve that?
IBM has answers, including
security technologies around identity management, access control, perimeter defense, virus detection. Just like in the days when people were uncomfortable giving their credit card to e-commerce systems, IBM wants to make sure people are comfortable in leveraging cloud services over the internet. IBM has computing on demand, which is the ability to request servers on demand and pay for them as you use them, not have to invest in buying a lot of hardware. And this is good if you have variable workloads where you want to rent versus buy for a while, or if you have a particular spiky workload where you know for 6 months you're going to need 500 Blaze servers and then you'll be done with them.
But managing hardware up and down the scale requires control and visibility into operations.
Storage models which allow very high scalability and federation of information so that you can have one view of the data. Also, technology that allows you to scale rapidly by federating different storage systems into one logical view.
For some time now, our customers have been facing challenges in their data centers, ranging from the rising cost of energy to running out of space in data centers to put in servers to support increasing demand on these applications. The IBM approach to cloud computing has been around providing scalable IT solutions that can allow service providers as well as customers who want to run their own clouds, we call these private or enterprise clouds, to be able to get these levels of scalability and to be able to make use of these services no matter where they reside.
And that's where the principles behind dynamic infrastructure come into play, such as virtualization and energy efficiency.
Virtualization is really at the heart of all of our cloud computing solutions because it enables us to very dynamically reallocate resources based on changing demands in the business. And green is also important because one of the big motivating use cases for going to a cloud computing model is to enable businesses to increase their IT capacity without huge increases on the energy or data center space side. Server utilizations in your typical x86 data center may be around 5 to 10%. So you can apply things like virtualization to greatly improve the utilization of these servers. And green technologies allow us to take advantage of virtualization to consolidate workloads onto a smaller set of servers and save energy as well as dollars from the IT budget.
So what's next? According to Dennis Kwan,
moving forward, we're going to see clouds present both in the public space and within enterprises. And what's going to be important is that customers have the management infrastructure in place to be able to consume services that exist in both of these kinds of clouds.
And here's Rick Telford's advice for moving into cloud computing.
Start simple and grow fast. Get a pilot started, get a first private cloud going, get some people leveraging public cloud services. Then as you pull your strategy together, figure out more and more places where you can evolve to a cloud delivery model, where you move more and more functions to be delivered via the cloud model versus traditional IT delivery.
Ready to learn more? Visit ibm.com/cloud.
IBM. Podcast.